Test 76, Section 2, Question 19. Here we're looking for a flaw, and so we're looking for what's the flaw in the argument. And the politician says, union leaders agree that increases in multinational control have shifted labor to nations without strong worker protections. So, yeah, they've shifted to nations without worker protection, resulting in a corresponding global decrease in workers' average wages. So, global decrease in wages. Given that these leaders have a vested interest in seeing wages remain high, they would naturally want to convince legislators to oppose multinational control. So they have an interest in keeping wages high, so they want to oppose it. Thus, legislators should reject this argument. So it's saying they should reject it. And the problem with this is it didn't address whether or not their argument is in fact true. It just said, well, they have an interest in this, so reject the argument. And so this is attacking the people and or their motives without addressing the issue at hand. So A, treats the mere fact that certain people are union members as sufficient to cast doubt on all of the viewpoints. Okay, so the problem there is all of the viewpoints expressed by people. Presumes that justification that anyone whose political motivations are clearly discernible is an unreliable source for information to legislators. The problem there is it's too strong. It says presumes, which turns it into an assumption, and then says anyone whose political motivations are discernible. Then C, treats circumstances potentially affecting the leader's argument as sufficient to discredit those. I said maybe. I mean, it kind of does, so yeah. Their interest in having that does potentially affect it, but it doesn't discredit it, so let's hold on to C. Presumes that justification that the argument it cites is the union leader's only argument? Well, no, we don't have to assume that's their only argument. We're just saying they should reject this argument, but it doesn't say anything about other arguments. Presumes that justification that leaders of all unions argue against increases in multinational control? No, we don't have to assume that leaders of all unions argue against it. And so E is too strong, and so C is going to be our best answer in this case. So, because that's the one that says, well, yeah, just because they might have an interest in at some outcome, they assume that therefore they can't be trusted at all, and you should reject it, but that doesn't follow.